listeners to Sounding Out's podcast series, an oral chronicle of sound and culture. Sounding Out remixes the everyday with theory, insight, and practice. To learn more, please visit us on the web at www.soundstudiesblog.com. Until then, stay tuned for today's episode.
Medieval charms run the gamut from offering protection for journeys, travel was often perilous for a variety of reasons, to warding your cattle from thieves, the runic letter for cattle also meant wealth, to various kinds of healing for people, animals, and even the earth. The charms use herbs, poultices, prayers, signs, and letters. Many also include verses that are meant to be sung. Reproducing a medieval text is one thing. How do you reproduce a medieval song that has no notation? What is the sound of magic? How do you sing it properly without some kind of guide? Does it affect the efficacy of a charm if you sing it wrong? While we think of magic as something the church would have wanted to root out, in the Middle Ages, folk magic was a rather different matter than the learned necromancy that got priests into trouble. It was part of the holistic view of creation that late Anglo-Saxon people held. Their existing Germanic warrior culture blended with the Christian teachings to create a unique view of the world. A good example of this is The Dream of the Rood, a poem that features the cross from the crucifixion telling its story to the dreamer and portraying the figure of Jesus as a heroic warrior who climbed up on him to face his enemies in battle, which is a bit different from the way most people have heard that story. In the Anglo-Saxon world, everything in this Midgard, Middle Earth, was part of a living whole, God's creation. Healing was part of restoring the order of the whole, whether it was curing a horse who had been elf-shot or getting rid of a little creature known as a wen who was causing a swelling on your neck. In this agricultural world, the health of the crops and the fields who produce them is of paramount importance. One of the most interesting and complex charms we know is one called atrabot, or field remedy. The late 10th century manuscript tells us, "Here is the remedy, how you may better know your land, if it will not grow well, or if some harmful thing has been done to it by a sorcerer or poisoner." That translation from Karen Jolly. The charm begins by instructing you to take 4 pieces of sod from the 4 sides of the field, pouring on them oil, honey, yeast, and milk from every kind of animal on the land, plus a piece of every kind of tree that grows there too, and each herb known by name except burdock. And then it gets more complicated. There are prayers repeated various times, taking the sod pieces to church to be blessed, turning on different directions, taking an unknown seed from beggars and giving them twice as much as he took from them, as well as baking a loaf kneaded with milk and holy water to lay in the first furrow. This is a healing ritual. It's also a public performance. It takes in the secular and the religious, and perhaps most importantly, it brings the community together. Land is a shared resource, something everyone depends upon. I'm particularly interested in the performativity of the ritual. There are 4 poetic sections in the course of the remedy. The first is a sort of prayer and begins, "Eastward I stand, for mercies I pray," which evokes a sense of place and of nature as blessed. The next section offers verses of praise and protection for the earth, using a name that doesn't appear anywhere else, repeated 3 times. Erce, 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 earth and mother, which you'll notice treats the earth as not only feminine, but as our mother. The third poetic bit is the one I want to highlight, which is very much like a song. In modern English, it is, in my own translation, "Hail be you, earth, mother of mortals. Ever may you grow in the grasp of God, filled with food, useful for folk." The word we're reciting in this case is "queth," which is "speak," but more often with a sense of formality, "proclaim," which isn't exactly sing, but the word for charms in general does suggest these proclamations should be sung. The word is galdor. Sing this galdor, sing this charm, the Anglo-Saxon texts command. The words are even linked in other terms, such as Galdor Sangus, which is literally incantations. And the Latin equivalent offered for both terms is incantatio, literally incantation. In its time, the right way of singing or proclaiming these charms was doubtless understood. But as is the case about much of the social context of the Middle Ages, we've lost the specifics. So how to recreate an Anglo-Saxon charm in a modern sound file, then? If you're going to do it right, how do you capture the magic in a way that's true to the source material and yet accessible to a modern audience? Certainly digital technology makes it simpler to try to recreate the form of magic, but it doesn't help in sorting out the best way to perform it. We have medieval music notations, but they tend to be sacred music for the church. The well-known Gregorian chants or the beautiful celebrations by Hildegard of Bingen. In some ways, traditional folk music seems the more likely analog for these charms. Indeed, a variety of modern folk music artists delve into the charms and curses of the past. Neo-folk groups, as varied as Finland's Vertina or Norway's Vartorna, have made charms part of their careers. In fact, one of the most potent models for my thinking about this question was the medieval song that has both a Latin Christian version and, underneath that text, a secular English one, which is most well known for the rendition over the ending credits of the folk horror film, The Wicker Man. People who know nothing about medieval music often at least know that version of Summaris Ecumenin, that song as the Wicker Man burns. Medieval ensembles tend to perform the song in a more solemn manner, like plain chant, yet the more lively rendition by the islanders just feels right. And I think that aspect of community, of people coming together to work the magic, really suits the verse from Achebot. One theme I try to get my students to understand is how important community is in medieval life. We talk about community now, but it's not the same as your connection to the other determining whether you live or die. This is a charm that requires a number of people, movement around the village, and coordination of goods as well as words. It's a song of healing and joy, even celebration. So here's my rendition of a medieval charm through the lens of modern folk music and The Wicker Man. I hope you'll find some magic in it.
Hello, Estu Folda, Vira Moda, Vira Croenda, On Godas Path, me Fodra ye filled, Firm tonita, Hello, Estu Folda, Vira Moder.